Arrow Bunner Elder Kevin Buzzacott and Combat Wombat's Izzy Brown are putting the call out for people to join the Desert Liberation Front and converge at the gates of BHP Billiton's Olympic Dam Uranium Mine at Roxby Downs from July 14. The music and arts festival, The Lizard's Revenge, is what is planned to draw them there. But who is this lizard and why is it seeking revenge? Izzy explains.
The Dreamtime story about Roxby Downs, in that area, there is a big lizard sleeping under there. And where they're mining is right into that lizard's body. And so that's why we're calling the festival The Lizard's Revenge, because I don't think that sleepy lizard will be sleeping so much now with all that stuff going on. And so hopefully, if we can get enough people out there, we will be able to blockade the mine, hopefully stop them working and draw enough attention like through the world, through the media and everywhere for people to see what's going on out in the middle of the desert.
What is the history of resistance against this mine?
Roxby Downs uranium mine in South Australia started in the 80s, and back then there was huge resistance to it. People came from all over Australia. There was massive protests on the site where Roxby Downs was built. Western Mining were very conniving in the way they used native title to obtain access to the land, often illegally and against the permission of Arrabunna people, while funding other tribes' native title claim for land that wasn't theirs. The resistance to Roxby Downs uranium mine has been ongoing, I guess, for over 20 years now. There's been a bit of a lapse, but with the recent announcement of the expansion to make it the world's largest open-cut uranium mine, there's been a lot of talk about getting back in there and trying to stop that stuff before it gets uncontrollably big.
Why do you think this is an important issue?
From the very start, the mining is not only a violation of human rights for land rights for Indigenous people, it's also incredibly dangerous. Dealing with uranium, you're talking about a toxic substance that can stay radioactive and dangerous for up to 250,000 years. The tailings waste left over from the mine in the Olympic Dam creates a massive area of toxic liquid that is seeping down through the soil into the Great Artesian Basin, which is the water source for that area. And once it leaves the mine, the transportation is dangerous. There was recently a truck or a train came off and spilled radioactive copper into the Catherine River. So all along the whole chain of the nuclear industry, there's danger. And once it leaves our shores, it heads all over the world. And if you look at the disaster Fukushima and other reactor meltdowns, you look at the use of nuclear weapons, you look at the use of depleted uranium in bombs, in bullets, in Kosovo, in Iraq, the damage is exponential. Like, it just doesn't stop. It's killing people from the word go to like a never-ending, I don't know, something.
Izzy first met Uncle Kevin at the Aboriginal Tent Embassy in the year 2000, and he invited her out to visit Arrabunna Country, which is south of Lake Eyre, and where the bore fields are located to extract the 32 million litres of water a day, which the mine uses.
It was also simultaneous to me meeting a few people from Europe, from Mutoid Waste Company, and they decided to organise a festival in Australia, a touring festival of artists, musicians, people that just create mad things and bring them over to Australia and across the desert. So we combined forces, and with the Earth Dream Tour that happened in 2000, we managed to mobilise a lot of people from all over Australia and the world to come out to the desert. Our first stop was Beverley Uranium Mine, where we were invited to come in solidarity with the Indigenous people from that area to protest against that uranium mine. We all got the crap beaten out of us, and lots of crazy stuff happened, but I think that kind of brought everybody together to realise, what we're up against. From there, we went to Lake Eyre and down to Roxby Downs, where we managed to blockade the road for 3 days with big sound systems and cabaret shows and all sorts of fabulous and wild activities. And through that, the Earth Dream movement also developed a sense of I guess, the connection with the earth and trying to protect that, as well as the art and music side of the tour. So it's pretty exciting, and it's happening again this year, and hopefully we can mobilise a lot of people to come out to the desert through this and through the festival that we're organising out there. Because a lot of these projects, these mining projects, are happening in places where there's not many people live, it is out of sight, out of mind for all the people in the city that are, I guess, consumed by all the things people in the city are consumed by. The idea of a big hole out in the middle of the desert probably seems quite irrelevant to their lives. But if you consider the fact that we are one big living organism, and radiation is not discriminatory. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, how much money you've got, where you live, that radiation can travel and it can affect you. And even though you can't see it, it's a real threat. With mass media and the control of the media, and I guess like suburban city life, people aren't aware of what's happening to our natural environment. And it may look like there's nobody out in the desert, but there is. There is living culture out there. There is Aboriginal culture that, unfortunately, in the city and in the East Coast, has been incredibly damaged by genocide, by colonialisation. And the few places where you can actually still find amazing, strong, living remnants of culture is out in the desert and out in places that are less seen by, you know, the rest of society. And it's those places that are even more important to protect because of that living culture, and also because of that land that we're going to need, not just for mining, but for everything.
A camp will be set up a week prior to the lizard's revenge for people to gather, inform themselves about the issues, experience the beauty of the desert, and most of all, get creative. This camp will be north of Roxby at Albury Creek Station on the Unidata track. For more information and to find out how to get involved, email izzybrown@live.com.